Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict will travel up Rome's Aventine Hill on Wednesday to preside at the Mass of Ash Wednesday and distribute ashes on the first day of Lent. The church is one of the oldest in Rome and is the first of the so-called station churches, where Mass at a different Roman church is celebrated each day of Lent. The church is under the care of the Dominican Order. The Procurator General of the Dominicans is Father Robert Umbras. He spoke to Tracy McClure about the significance of the papal visit.
It's the time when you really come to understand that, among other things, the Pope is the Bishop of Rome, and so he takes care and interest in being in churches in his diocese.
And this is one of the oldest churches in Rome, isn't it? And it's quite austere. It's not, you know, incredibly ornate or decorated. So it must be quite, thought-provoking to be in this church at this time with the Pope, the leader of the Universal Church, and the Bishop of Rome.
Yes, I think you're right. I think for many people, among the different churches in Rome, Santa Sabina could well be their favourite. And if you ask why, they usually say something like, it's simple, it's austere, it's full of light, a play of light on marble. There are Baroque side chapels, but so much of Rome is Baroque, so much of southern Italy, that I think after a while perhaps the eyes need rest from detail and colour, and I think they find the play of light, and the volume, the shape of the church, prayerful in itself, or an invitation to prayer. And when the Pope comes, then of course we're taken back. Well, this church has been here over 1,500 years, and so people have been going to Mass, praying in our church for 1,500 years, and of course the papacy has been in Rome longer, and but it's a way of just seeing the antiquity, if you like, going back to the origins, in such an ancient basilica with such an ancient office as that of the Pope.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.